Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi.
Hi. Obviously, you've had that bad news with Thiago's injury. And with the other injuries that you have in your squad, are you happy with the size and quality of your squad, or are you still inclined to strengthen in this transfer window?
So, I'm happy with the strength, size, and quality of my squad. But we have injuries. That's how it is. Now it's the question. How long will the players be out and stuff like this? And there are different solutions for it. One of them, plenty, I would say, and one of them is the transfer market. The transfer market makes only sense if you can bring in the right player. So the right player, not a player. Because it's easy to bring a player in, but that doesn't help even a week. If you have some player, and if you bring in the right player, then it could make sense. But we always actually would have done that from the first day of the transfer window, from the first day of the preseason. So I would have done it, but it's just in some cases not possible, and in other cases extremely difficult. So just, and that's why you don't have to think about it, a lot about it. It's not, if something is not possible, why should I then constantly say, well, but if not, then we cannot exist. We can. So all the other solutions are inside the squad. Yes, and we have now in a moment definitely too many injuries. That's clear. Couple of boys coming back. Nabi will be back, and for Monday, and Kostas will train today the first time, so he might be back as well. And that's the situation. We cannot. I understand the questions really, but and on the other side, I don't understand it as well, because it's just, if there would be the right solution for us, we would have done it already. We are not stubborn or whatever and say now. No way, we don't bring in anybody. It's just about the right thing to do. And when people told me at the beginning of the season that we will lack a specific kind of midfielder, I didn't understand that. Because if you search for these specific things, then you always lack something. If you have technical players, then you miss the fighter. If you have the fighters, then you miss just to name two things. So, if it was always like this, if there would be the right player and there would be an opportunity, we would have done it, we would do it, but I don't see it, because we had a lot of conversations already and it doesn't look like something will happen.
Okay. You referenced the slow sort of start to the game last week. I'm sure you expect the tempo to be different in front of the home fans at Anfield. And also, will the timing of the game help, given the intense sort of heat that we've got Saturday and Sunday? It's going to be a lot cooler on Monday and playing in the evening. Is that a big advantage for you?
Yeah, but for Crystal Palace the same. So no, it is. It's much better, of course, to play than at night time than whenever at each other time. So, but it's for Crystal Palace the same. So, same advantage, but much more comfortable to play, of course. But it shouldn't be a comfortable game at all. So it should just be, should be really busy. But I'm actually not in all about that.
Helped by the fixture list. Harvey Elliott.
This is what you take out of it, of my answer. Helped by the fixture list.
No, it's fortuitous, I suppose.
Yeah, for both teams, and it makes it a fair competition again. If we only would play at night, and Crystal Palace had to play in the heat at 30 degree or whatever, that would be a real advantage. But so it's just a game at night.
Harvey Elliott signed that extension to his contract yesterday. A big talented a great future ahead, I'm sure. Is he very much in your plans for Monday in terms of a possible starter?
Yeah, he's always a fantastic boy, super player, and came on, had a real impact, played a really good preseason, very helpful, and of course.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Hi, Jürgen. Hi. This weekend is the 30th anniversary of the first Premier League weekend back in 1992, so a lot has happened in that time, so I'm just wondering, as far as you're concerned, maybe your
first memories of the Premier League and your favourite memories of the Premier League? My first memory of the Premier League. Though I have memories of Premier League, I wouldn't say there were highlights when I watched games before, but then it was the first, was obviously the away game at Tottenham.
I mean, just in general, not necessarily for Liverpool, but actually your favourite one then.
Favourite. It's easier. We didn't even play. It was a penalty for Chelsea. It was when Willian scored a penalty for Chelsea against City, when we became champion in that moment. Definitely. Yeah. There was a mix of everything. I can remember the situation before. It was a chance of Chelsea, like, shooting, defending, shooting, blocking, and then handball, and everybody was shouting in the moment, handball! And it was not immediately the whistle. And the whistle came, and that was the first celebration. And then, and I'm actually absolutely not like this. Honestly, I watch football games completely with other teams. I'm not involved. I couldn't care less. It's always kind of analyzed, watching, learning, whatever. But it was completely different in that moment. I was really hoping it will be a penalty, and I was really hoping that Willian keeps his nerves. And when he kept it, then it was was my Premier League moment.
Good stuff. Roberto Firmino, if he does start, it's his third start in a row, which he hasn't done, I don't think, since February or March, and it's three starts in a row. And his next start will also be his 200th Premier League start, which is a decent sort of milestone as well. So, how does he figure now, Roberto Firmino? Has his role evolved in terms of what he does from now, from where he is? How would you sum up how important he is to you now?
Very important. Very important. If we take now the our last game, and then it's like against Fulham, we didn't find Bobby. Probably there were different reasons. We saw and analyzed a lot. It was... can't speak about it, but it was something that had nothing to do with us, to be honest. But because the center was very often blocked, maybe if you want to watch it back and see it as well, and then not by players. And then that's why it was a bit difficult for him to get into a game, and we didn't play well. And it's always for an offensive player not easy to show up, really. But apart from that, I don't obviously charge Bobby, because one game or two games or whatever, Bobby is a fantastic player. And had a good preseason, not a perfect preseason, but a good preseason, and that's all what he needed, that he could have the amount of sessions he had, and could train as often as he did, and he will benefit from that definitely during the season. And from there we go. But 200 starts in the Premier League is not bad. Most of them must be with me. He didn't start before I arrived.
In the Premier League?
Yeah, I came in October, so he was injured, I know, but he didn't start before. Double check. Yeah, double check. Do that. Yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome.
Yeah, you said after the Fulham draw that the attitude wasn't right from the beginning in that match. Is that something that's been addressed this week? Did it take much sorting out to do?
No. Yeah, we addressed, of course. After the game directly, but it's a bit by English. I'm not sure if attitude is the right thing, but we had a slow start. I didn't like the start at all. I saw then the attitude to fight back, but that's a different thing because it's better you have a high intense, highly concentrated, lively start in a football game than not. But it's very often the game starts like this. That's not a problem. But first pass, we pass. Got it to the fullback, pass it backwards. Next one gets blocked by the winger. That is always the same. Okay, come on, switch on now. And that took too long in this game. And when we want to fight back, already we gave already parts of the momentum to Fulham, which was absolutely unnecessary because we played a really not a good game. And still could have scored more goals. So that's now, imagine we would have found really back in the game and we had our moments in the second half and we had moments in the first half, but really not enough. So if I make now a big fuss of it and talk every day about it, imagine that. That would be strange as well. So we tried to make sure that we are ready for this game and we were more often ready than not. And that's what we have to be again and nothing else. Having a slow start doesn't mean you will have to... You have to start slow all the time or you will never do it again, but it's a sign. Use it as information, change it and go from there.
How do you avoid a slow start? How do you get it right?
And that's easy. What do you mean? It's a silly question. It's actually a little bit, but by not being slow in mind.
We saw that in last season as well. So
towards the end, you cannot compare that. That's your life is so easy after 55 games or 50, and then you tell me that it's a slow start. What do you want? So you have to find a completely different situation. This is the start of the season. It's completely different. I promise you, I didn't watch these games back, but I heard already that now we conceded goals or whatever. And you cannot play 64 games and just be before the game and during all phases of the game superior. You have 64 games and you fight through it somehow. Completely different. So this one now is find direction, open up, all these kind of things, and be awake here. So be awake here before it starts. So that's how it is. And that's, so it's not really difficult. Most of us do that every morning. Some of us start every morning slow and some of us start and are awake and could start working in that moment if they would need a bathroom. So, that's the difference. But these boys still more often than not. But I don't like if you find one thing in the stats and stuff like that, then you come here and tell me that as it would be the truth. It's not. If the truth would be that easy, my life would be much easier. That would be really cool. You just mention it, done. But unfortunately, each week in a different situation and face a different team. And we have to be ready for all of them. And that's what we tried this time. Better than last.
Mike Hughes. Jürgen, as disappointed as you were with the performance last week against Fulham, sometimes can there be merits in terms of for the players to, at this point in the season, you've got to be focused every game, you've got to be switched on. So sometimes can it be a bit of a warning sign?
Yeah, of course. I'm sure it was. Definitely. For everybody. Definitely sure. I know that the boys didn't like it as well. It was not the day when I told them after the game that was not good enough. And they thought, what are you talking about? So I know exactly that the boys knew it as well. So it's how I always said, you can lose a game, but you have to to learn from it. And that's in this case exactly the same, because it felt like if we would have lost, it was exactly the feeling I had when I left the stadium, but we didn't. That's the good news. We got a point. So now let's go.
How encouraged have you been with the work together as a partnership between Darwin Nunez and Mo Salah? They've not had much time to play together, but already there are really encouraging signs of what they can do.
Yeah, it's a cool partnership, definitely. It's two players who are determined to score and be in the decisive areas, coming behind the line, wherever the line is. It's very helpful. Mo is in a really good moment. So and Darwin is settling in. So I think Luis just missed the goal, if you want. Really good moments, really good situation. Two chances. One was post, I think, or crossbar, and then got blocked by another in another situation. So a bit of luck, and he scored. That would help him as well massively. But apart from that, so that was this department was not our problem at last weekend.
No more for the open.
Everybody has just to make the next step in their development. That's normal. So I said Harvey played already incredible level. He got injured, and that's it, pretty much. Played a good preseason, came on all the games when he came on, was really decisive. Came on against City, played a really good game. Came on now, played a really good game. So does he have to step up? Yeah, but like all the others as well. So, and filling the gap. Yeah. Actually, when you start with 8 or 9 midfielders, they all have the same chance. So, if one is out, who is there in the gap, or is it just, it's just a situation? So, and we have injuries, but I expect from the boys that they, over the time we work together, and of course, rather sooner than later, they fulfill their potential. So that's what I'm looking for. And Harvey is in a good way. So that's how it is. And Fabio didn't even start when he is on a good way as well. So that's cool. Millie looks sharp when he comes on, and he's does he have to step up? He showed already a lot. So these kind of things. Hendo played good on 6. Now, when we had to move him inside, or we moved him inside, so like it did last year. So there is still, with the players we have, there's still competition for positions and all these kind of things. So it's, if the boys need that to be at their best, that would be new to me, to be honest. That we have to motivate them by telling them, if you are not perfect, not at your best, then he will play. We never worked like this. So we have Luke in training. I expect them all to be at 100% here. And then I make a decision about who is ready for this week and who might be ready for next week. And it's not about stepping up. It's just about being the best version of yourself, or getting close to that. And that's what all the boys try, as far as I see it, at least.
Thanks, Carl. We move on to the dailies and battle. Sorry.
No, just on Thiago.
Thiago is good, but injury is not good. Are there any time frames? What was it? I read 4 to 6 weeks. Yeah. I would prefer 4. Let's see.
Hey guys, thanks for watching the show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you want even more Red Men content in your lives, do go and check out Red Men Plus, our subscription service. All the content is available both in video and podcast form. We've got two tiers of subscriptions. We've got Club Captains, which get you all the content, and we've got the Club Legend tier as well, which gets you that content plus loads and loads of brilliant added bonuses, such as free merchandise. So yeah, head on over to redmenplus.com now.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.